celebrating their 20th year in radio broadcasting with views not heard in the news. The International Taz and Paula Show interviews experts from all walks of life, bridging research and personalized journeys, revealing new ways to unleash life with a passion of a heartbeat. And now, here's Taz and Paula.
Well, you're going to hear a lot about passion today, let me tell you. Today is one day away from a huge, huge eclipse, which maybe even be a red eclipse. It's the fourth one to happen in 2016, a happening probably never to appear again in our lifetime. And so who we run to for these incredible highlights? Yes, our guest, Mahala Gale, who is an amazing astrologer, writer, lecturer, minister, and one of the founders of the Asclepius Light Center. Plus, she's the editor of the Asclepius Light Center newsletter since 1988. And Paula, I'm sure Mahala will be throwing in some input for this month of September, which is a stellar 9 year. It's a universal year in astrological signs. And for September, we'll certainly lay out some final endings of all kinds. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show. I'm Taz.
And I'm Paula. Well, Taz, I too wonder what we're seeing as this month and October slips to the end. I mean, all kinds of things are happening to me. And now, remember, Mahala's juicy morsels are not always easy to recall. And if you'd like to share them afterwards with your friends, you should have a piece of paper and pen so you can write down some of the things we're going to be talked about today. And now, Mahala has been studying the science of astrology since the early 1980s. Mundane astrologer, and first is one who studies the world events and incorporates them into the presently what's presently taking place. Mahala Gale, we are so thrilled to have you with us today. I know this hour is going to go by quickly. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me on here. And there sure is a lot going on right now.
Well, we're rocking. Yeah, we're rocking, and so I don't know where you want to start, but just start and roll with it because you have so much to share with our listeners.
Well, we could start with the eclipse tomorrow. And
okay.
That will be on 9/16/2016 on the west coast of USA. It will be at 11:54 a.m. Our time. And it's also the 16, you know, I thought, oh my God, when I saw this, you know, I thought, oh, the number 16, you know, is a tower struck with lightning. And we've been in that year all year, you know, 20, which is judgment, and 16, which is a you know, tarot struck with lightning, and it sure has manifested as a lot of transformation and changes this year. I mean, more so than I've ever seen. And the energy is so high, and the time is moving so fast that one day just blows right into another. And, you know, it's hard to tell, and it's hard to remember what you did a few days ago because everything is just, you know, like it's just all there. It's like it's simultaneous, you know, and there's no division between the days anymore. And I find that really interesting. And I know it's really hard to get a lot done because it's time is just not what it used to be. And so with this eclipse, okay, we started off with this eclipse with the Earth's magnetic field. It was like ringing like a bell on September 12th, and this is like a scientist who measures the magnetic fields, you know, and it said that, if I could see this, hold on, I need to turn on my light. Excuse me, just a second here. Okay, that's better. I don't like it when they have the printing so small on the computer when you print off some things. Anyways, this was, during the morning and especially around noon, the magnetic field started to to be activated, and the whole magnetic field was shaking. And it says these are natural, like a low frequency oscillation known to researchers as I can't hardly see this. Excuse me for having a challenge with this, but this is very important. Yeah. The magnetic oscillation on September 12th, the waves, the major waves came in, magnetic waves came in, and the frequency of the waves was a certain hertz, and it energized particles in the inner magnetic sphere because those frequencies reinforce the natural motion of particles around the geomagnetic field, and it's a resonance phenomena. And so anyways, they measured on, they have a picture of the graph here, and this is on Space Weather on September 12th. And so if anyone wants to check it out, but that was really interesting that that happened, you know, because that doesn't happen that often. And so there was, the waves started coming in on September 12th, and they've been continuing to come on one right after another. And then tomorrow, it won't really reach a climax because we have the fall equinox on September 22nd. But this, it will bring in a really strong energy. And the good part of this eclipse chart is that the planet Venus is in exact opposition to Uranus, which is in Aries. And that's normally a very good, happy vibration. And so that's one of the positive parts of it. Although for a while now, the dwarf planet Eris, which is a woman goddess dwarf planet, has been conjunct Uranus. And so that Eris causes a lot of chaos and stuff like that. It's an agitating planet. And so it can agitate either way. And so in the past, it's been agitating, though, like when people get angry and stuff like that. And this eclipse will stir up the anger and give people the opportunity to finally get rid of the anger that they've been holding within them.
Yeah.
And that's a good part, yeah.
Or maybe reevaluating what's really most important.
Yes. And then this is like the eclipse is the Pisces. The Pisces is the last zodiac sign. And so this means an ending. And so the eclipses for the last couple of years have been in Pisces and Virgo. And they've been really strong too. And so this one, the lunar eclipse, which is emotional, you know, and Pisces is an emotional sign. And so this full moon is becoming very emotional. And people are already feeling it. You know, and with the way that they're driving and stuff, because Mercury is retrograde. And so to have a full moon eclipse, harvest moon, with Mercury retrograde, that is very dominant.
So you better not leave the house.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's not such a bad idea, you know, because Mercury is very chaotic, and it's retrograde, especially in the sign of Virgo, you know, and so we're in Virgo, you know, like if Mercury's retrograde in Libra, it wouldn't be so bad right now, but as far as stirring things up, because it's in Virgo and the eclipses have been in Virgo and Pisces, then it tends to add to that energy and add a little interest to it, you know, and then it's also, we have Saturn. Saturn has been exactly square Neptune. Now, Neptune is the planet of illusion, delusion, the dreamwalkers. It's spacey. It brings you out into space, you know, where sometimes some people who are spaced out to start with, you know, it brings them way out into the atmosphere or into higher consciousness. And so this is really a major opening to higher consciousness with this, you know, because in just a little bit, Neptune's been squaring Saturn. Okay, so Saturn's going to start moving forward. And so then the energy will start as soon as a planet, when it's exact and as it's moving up to exact, then you feel the force from that, you know. And if you've been depressed in the last few months and low energy and all that kind of stuff, that's because of Saturn squaring Neptune. Okay, well, by the end of this month, Saturn's going to start moving forward, and then it will start moving away from Neptune temporarily. And this is also, like, because Neptune is exactly conjunct the node, and the node is very, very important in a chart. And so with that being conjunct the Neptune, this tells me, by looking at this chart, that the energy is really opening up to the higher dimensions, not just 5D, which the Earth itself is moving into 5D right now, but into higher dimensions, and till we're all dimensional. And I don't know, there's been a lot of people that have had major, like, really unusual experiences, you know, during this time period, like missing time, and they'll be out in a dreamland somewhere, you know, and then come back, and just mysterious things have been happening when the Neptune gets there. And so Neptune is a female goddess, and Uranus is the male king, we call it, I guess. And so those two planets are dominant in this chart. And so I think this is like the ending of the dissension between the positive and the negative, you know, or you'd say light and dark, you know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with dark. I mean, dark is negative, and the light could not get along without it. But in the past, it's been a duality. And so now it looks to me like in this chart, they're blending together. Because
How does this, Mahala, how does this affect our political situation at this time then?
Okay, well, I was thinking about that, you know. And so, okay, so we have the positive and negative, you know. Male is positive and female is negative. And so we have running for president, we have a male and a female, you know. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think that these players have been very, very important, because everyone has been able to watch, all over the world, watch the drama that's going on with these actors. And they haven't been very nice to each other, you know. It's symbolic of the light and dark fighting, you know, male and female fighting.
What's really funny is Hillary is more masculine, and Trump is like really emotional and
right.
Trying like a female.
Right, yeah. Well, right now they're in kind of a challenge. Both of them are in a challenging position because they have the planets opposing them. Because like Trump has his Uranus node and Sun all in Gemini, and Mars has been opposing it, and so there's been challenges coming up with him now, you know, because they say that they're going to look at his foundation, you know, and say that he's been doing illegal things, and you know, so that's part of the Mars Saturn energy that's opposing him. And then Hillary has, and this happened like when she fainted, you know, and then they said she had pneumonia and stuff. And that the aspect of Mars was exactly opposing her planet of Uranus, which brings sudden and unexpected things, you know. And so these two candidates are in a challenging time right now. And I don't know how it's going to work out, because the whole election, it to me, it feels like something unexpected is going to happen.
And
I think
Mahala,
that this, yes?
I was going to say, Mahala, Hillary is in a nine personal year. And not only that, but we have a nine universal year. So, you know, September will be like finishing stuff. Things will collapse and not go on. I mean, they're finished. And by the end of October, she'll know that things are finished. So this is going to be a real, real unusual year for someone that's in a nine personal stellar year for themselves, where everything will not be. I mean, they'll close without even her. You know, she has no handle on stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's really amazing. So Do you see this kind of stuff in the astrology part of it?
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's been a 9 year, you know, like the 2016 adds up to 9. And so it's been a 9 all year long. It's been a number 9, which is a completion for the whole world with a lot of people. And then this eclipse to be in September, which is the 9th month, we just had 999, and now we'll have 9189, which will be another 999, and then 9279. And I think that by up to this September 27th, you know, after we've gone through all of these waves that started on September 12th with the magnetic field shaking like it did, we might be looking at an entirely different scenario.
Yeah.
It could be very amazing. And so, you know, it's really, I mean, like this is the first election. I thought, oh, my God, who's going to be it? You know, I mean, there's so many things that could happen, you know, to change it that, you know, I'm just waiting to see what happens in this month and the beginning of next month to see how it affects the presidential election and the candidates.
I think people are waking up so much that I'm shocked at people. I mean, youngsters even are really awake around where I am at this moment. And I'm going, yay. You know, and it could be a positive thing. I mean, like everybody's mind is really towards supporting our changes. And I love that.
Right, definitely, yeah. Well, I got this email this morning, too. It says, no more secrets. Scientists say the Earth's magnetic field will enable telepathy on a global scale. And it says, suppose you had access to every person's brain, asked Dr. Michael Persinger, and they had access to yours. And I had been told about this a long time ago, that everything would be totally open and there wouldn't be any more secrets because everyone would be able to read the minds of everyone else. Well, we're moving into that time period right now, you know. And so what else he goes on to say, he's a professor at the University of Ontario, and he's convinced that this is not only possible, but it's imminent in the coming future. And his pioneering research shows a strong correlation between the Earth's magnetic field and the human brain. And so look at what just happened to the magnetic field, you know? I mean, I think that this is the start of it. And so how can anyone keep any secrets, you know, and be untruthful and stuff when very shortly, and it might be sooner than we think, we'll be able to read what everyone is thinking?
Yeah.
Better be careful.
That's right, yeah. And I thought that was so interesting. And then
with the magnetic field that we've been living through, that's causing everybody to be so tired, isn't it?
Well, part of it is something else. I'll get into that a little bit later. But I want to stay on the magnetic field here for a while, you know. And here's another email that I just happened to get this morning. You know, it says, mid-September always seems to bring with it a number of different changes. This year, all of these September changes will be accompanied by a lunar eclipse, which is set to take place on this coming Friday the 16th. The full moon eclipse will bring about a number of changes, and right along with a major energy shift will also be occurring. So that's another thing, because we have, you know, we had the big wave that started last September, you know, and I think everyone felt that, and that was like the later part of September. So there's something about the later part of the month that starts things really going, you know. I think that might be because of, like some people say that spring equinox should be actually the beginning of the year, which sounds kind of crazy. But that's when the great central sun that holds 27 galaxies in place, it lines up with 29 degrees Virgo right at the fall equinox, you know. And so I think that's probably why all this high energy comes in, and then it starts coming in, you know, the first part of September. And it says that things will come to an end or be completed with this eclipse. The sense of finality can appear in essentially any area of our lives. Perhaps it will manifest as a relationship that's burned itself out, or you'll finally finish a project you've been working long and hard on. A say goodbye and move on to whatever is next in your place. And some of us will finally be able to let go of any pent-up anger. And I think that that's one of the main things with this eclipse, is letting go of the anger. And this Venus, Uranus opposition will help with that, you know, because Uranus is a very a fiery planet, you know, and it rules electricity, and it acts like a bolt of lightning, and just like, you know, like the tower struck with lightning all year, and Uranus has been dominant all year, and so when that bolt of lightning comes in, everything changes, and so this to me, with Venus being opposed Uranus, and then Venus is female and Uranus is male, and so it looks like it's going to let people release their anger, because like Aries, Uranus is in Aries, and the fire signs have the most anger with them, and Sag, you know, okay, it's Aries, Sag, and Leo that are the fire planets, and most of the anger comes from like Aries, you know, like do it now, do it my way type of thing, you know. Or in the Sagittarius, well, let's get it done now. Let's go travel around and see what we can do, and let's get things moving here. And so this with both Saturn and Sagittarius going Neptune and Pisces in the sign of Pisces, that's the ending, and Venus opposing Uranus, which is brings in that bolt of lightning, and so this will be all the waves coming in, and then we'll have the real strong wave, you know, starting tomorrow, and then it will continue on up until the fall equinox, and that will be like the ending of one year and the beginning of another year in ancient astrology, and so that's a pretty important. We're in a pretty important time period right now.
I hope this next wave is a soothing wave.
Yeah, really.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we need some of that, you know. Okay, well, this other amazing email that I got this morning, I mean, I was just blown away when I got this, because this was new information to me, and I didn't know it. And I know that I've been feeling a pain in my left side, you know, like right under the stomach, you know. And I thought, well, yeah. Why? Why does that hurt so much, you know, and what's going on there? And anyway, so what this, and the people that are listening might want to write this down, because this is a 12-page email that is just packed full of knowledge. And it's called Energetic, E-N-E-R-G-E-T-I-C, Synthesis, S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S. And if you just type that into Google, I'm sure that it would come up. And this is by Lisa Renee. And so she starts out talking about what's happening right now. And it says the planet has just completed its magnetic peak cycle, which manifested as the magnetic field on the 12th, September 12th, okay, which discharged a massive amount of magnetic force into the Earth, the subatomic particles of elemental matter, and rearranging to support the planetary body shift into the next harmonic universe. All communication systems connected to these levels of planetary architecture are undergoing fluctuations, reconfigurations, a potentiality, rebuilding interstellar links that reconnect Earth people to realign into multiple star systems, and that's already started, and celestial bodies. This massive shift at the quantum scale is changing the laws of structure and the architecture that governs function over our matter body as well as our consciousness bodies. Essentially, we are the last generation of people that were born into consciousness slavery on the third dimensional Earth. We will have known consciousness slavery and will have put an end to it in this lifetime. Well, I think right now, because Saturn is a planet that holds everyone in the matrix, and that's being let go right now while in the physical body. Okay, ascending humans are evolving into developing new abilities that change the characteristics of what it means to be human, from dream walking to transfiguration, translocation, and transmigration. And I've known all these things, you know, but I have never, she explains it so well, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. But the part that really made me, I thought, oh, my God, she's talking about the spleen. And the spleen is located in your left side. And so I'm looking for the part in this email that talks about the spleen. It is so interesting. Just a second here. I should have had it marked. I guess I'm disorganized with Mercury being retrograde. Okay. Oh, and then you got like dream walking and consciousness transport, transfiguration, you know. And then here's another part that she says, the planet has just completed its magnetic peak cycle, which discharged a vast amount of magnetic force into the Earth. Changes that occurred during magnetic force exposure are explicitly related to stimulate DNA's responses that may gain further activation of DNA codes. Transfiguration is in the first stages of activating the diamond sun crystal consciousness, so the diamond heart, you know, energy. When this function starts coming online, there is an integration that occurs between the atomic layer of the physical body and the light body layers that exist in the soul and spirit body of the monad. When we start connecting to the eternal divine source body, which is the liquid of our monad, we start manifesting Christ consciousness. This is what we call the Avatar source. Once we undergo a level of integration with the Avatar source, the body starts to be able to perform transfigurations. And then, let's see, okay, then, let's see, then she talks about earth element and transformation. And, okay, and this is where she starts talking about the spleen. And she says, the relationship that the earth body has specifically connected to the spleen functions has direct relevance to the current transformation impacting the emotional body and the blood production in the physical body. The spleen governs transportation and transformation of what we consume into energy that builds and protects the blood. The blood holds our entire consciousness record blueprint. I know that, you know, I've heard that, okay, before. As such, this is entirely related to the main shifts that are occurring between our higher consciousness as it translates into our physical body, into the bloodstream. As these records are beginning to circulate and connect into the physical body differently. The wounds of Christ are karmic blood miasms recorded in the planetary body and collective human body from crucifixion implants that were holographically inserted into the planetary brain. These inserts misdirected and stole the planetary life force and crucified the human body parts belonging to our spirit. One important area of the human body that was impacted from the planetary inserts was the spleen implant, located in our 7D axiom line and the left side rib cage. And so it was like, you know, I talked about my planet alert that when the sun lined up with Alcyon last April, May, that's when the earth opened up to 7D, which is a sound vibration. And so that apparently started opening up the spleen implant so we can get rid of it. And so now, it says, the human spleen was dormant from implants that prevented it from regenerating our red blood cells and protecting the white blood cells that record our spiritual consciousness, memories, and histories. The spleen's higher function is to protect and spiritualize our blood, to nourish our blood, and to circulate that spiritual essence in partnership with the heart, to communicate that essence into the other organs through our blood. The spleen is responsible for the removal of old red blood cells and the production and storage of white blood cells, which cleanse infection from the blood. The spleen is directly related to healing tissues, repairing cellular integrity, keeping muscles strong and nourished, and managing the immune responses throughout our body. The spleen is functionally equivalent to a large lymph node that focuses on cleansing our blood and supporting immunity from invaders. Blood diseases and related issues from the cleansing of the wombs of Christ, as they are surfacing from cellular memories, may be clearing out and removing crucifixion blockages. That this can manifest into related physical symptoms. All that is related to protecting and nourishing our blood is especially relevant at this time. The main five organs, as defined by traditional Chinese medicine, is the liver, lung, spleen, heart, and kidney. And so those are the five most important ones now that we're into 5D. You know, the earth itself is going into 5D. And then it says the stomach and spleen relationship. This imbalance can escalate many physical and emotional issues for the people of Earth, as their body and sense of identity in relationship with the earth element is greatly fluctuating and transforming. When we are out of balance and feeling disharmonious with the earth element, we feel extremely depleted, drained, and emotionally unhappy. Traditional Chinese medicine considers that the spleen is one of the most important organs functioning within our body. When we consider the higher functions of the spleen, as designed is to purify, protect, and spiritualize our blood, and that it was crucified in the earth element by the NAA to stop its proper functioning in the human body, then this has direct significance and spiritual importance. And our relationship with food consumption and energy management is also changing. And some of us may feel pain or oversensitivity in the solar plexus region from being unable to digest our food, unable to digest our reality, while feeling unable to process the amount of intense emotions we feel. This impacts the stomach and spleen from being able to transform what we do consume into proper nourishment and circulating them into vital forces that the body requires to stay strong. When the spleen and stomach suffer damage, food and drink stagnate and do not transform. The mouth loses its ability to distinguish flavors, and extremities feel limp and tired. Discomfort, bloating, and distension are felt in the stomach and abdominal regions. Symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea appear, or there may be excessive bleeding. Many chronic and different health problems, such as edema, chronic fatigue syndrome, insomnia, hair loss, iron deficiency, irregular periods, infertility, can be due to a disorder of the spleen function. This pattern is very common in our culture, not only because of the spleen crucifixion implant, but also because of the culture of disconnection we are subjected to, as well as the excessive thinking, high stress, and irregular eating habits that are a result of our busy daily schedules. And during this phase, it may be supportive to overall functioning of the body to consider ways that you may directly learn how to support your spleen's higher functions as it is coming online. The spleen is the center of transporting the energy of what's processed in your stomach into our blood and transforms into healthy vital forces that the body can use to regenerate and strengthen itself. And the Western society, you know, they've said, oh, your spleen, you don't need your spleen. You know, we can take this out without any effects, you know, and they don't need know the significance of the spleen. But obviously, it's one of the most important glands in our body, and it's coming online. And I know that, I mean, I didn't know why my left side was hurting and it's been off and on for a couple months. And now I know that answered my question.
And yeah, mine too.
Wow.
Mine too, Mahala. Yeah, exactly. Wow. A couple of months of not understanding what's happening to the body. Pretty interesting.
Yes. And so we're in such an important time period right now. And this energy, well, you know, when higher energy comes in, you know, the people that can't handle it, they go a little crazy. So there will still be, you know, like a lot of chaos on Earth. And I think that the chaos is going to get even more dominant during October, because the energy is just being opened now, you know, and so there has to be an integration period where we integrate this energy. And and figure out what to do about our spleen. You know, there's a lot of acupuncture, acupressure, and I think the spleen is on the bottom of the foot, if I remember right, you know, where it would probably be a good idea to activate that energy flow through it so that can help us on the physical things that we tend to go through as these energies change. And so, I mean, it would be so nice to not have to go through. This past year has been so extremely hard on ascension symptoms. I mean, it's just been from one to another, you know, and it's not just me feeling them, you know, or I know my friends are feeling the same thing and a lot of other people too. And so I imagine if you took a poll, you'd see that a lot of people listening right now have been having a pain in their left side and wondering what the heck was going on.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, the thing is right now is that there's such a tremendous influx of energy, and people don't realize they try and, you know, do things throughout the day that they've done before, and yet they, you know, they kind of push aside their physical feelings. They try to get through everything, and that just puts heavy stress on the body.
Oh, very much so.
You know, just being able to remember, hey, you know what? I'm a human.
That's right. Yeah. And
not
you know,
a machine. Yeah.
You know, younger people are feeling it too, not just older people. And then you think, well, oh, I'm older. You know, that's just part of aging, you know. But the ascension symptoms aren't necessarily that. You know, it's just that it's affecting everyone, younger people too.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of younger people, you know, they're having trouble adjusting because everything is just too intense for them, you know. And then they go to school and they're caught in the structure of the school and don't have the freedom to, you know, manifest what they think that they should have to manifest. And then it causes some challenges. And so all the structures are coming down now. This is the year of structures coming down and on through, you know, next year too. Because Pluto's a planet of transformation, and that's been very dominant in Capricorn, because Capricorn rules structures, and that's why it's been such a good thing to have Hillary and Trump running for that, because they're basically trying to break down the structures and to make people realize that, hey, the male and female don't have to fight each other right now, you know, and that there's the male needs the female, and the positive needs the negative, and the positive can't live without the negative, and the dark is not necessarily anything wrong with it. It's just balancing it out within our body. And particularly, we've been given the opportunity to do that with Uranus in Aries, because Aries rules the head. And that's why, since 2011, when Uranus went into Aries, it's been all kinds of major head things, you know. I mean, all kinds of brain stuff going on. And that will continue for a couple more years because it's still in there. But it's been transforming our brain big time, you know, so we can think differently. Because the way we think is what we create. And if we're going to think in an old way, you know, we're going to have problems because the old has to go out. And it has to go out because that's why it's so chaotic on Earth, so that the old can break down and the new can come in. And I think that we've just reached a crisis on that.
Well, when it's going to be what we're thinking is going to manifest much faster now. So if people are thinking negatively, they're going to be manifesting that.
Right away, instantly.
Yeah.
And that will not be good. And also on the positive level, you know, with what you think, you know, because a friend of mine just manifested a new car for herself, you know, and she didn't have any money. And so I thought, wow, this is the way it's going to be, you know, and she just got it last night. And so right before the eclipse, you know, and so this is going to open up for those who are aware and are conscious and have let go of their old thoughts and feelings and emotions and stuff. Then it's going to open up this tremendous ability to manifest what we want almost instantly.
Well, a friend of mine's daughter is going into the hospital tomorrow to have her baby.
Oh, wow.
And I wonder, being born on the eclipse, what that's going to be.
Well, that could be really interesting, you know. But, okay, so let's just go with the Venus opposing Uranus because that's the best aspect in the chart. And that doesn't happen very often. And so, and then, anyways, babies coming in right now. I mean, they will be so high consciousness, have such a high consciousness that they'll, I mean, it won't really matter to them, you know. And because I always consider astrology God's law in action, you know, and people say, well, you're going to let astrology control you, you know. Well, that's not the idea of astrology. It's to give you an idea of where you're going. But I think that because Saturn took over and tried to said, okay, I'm going to take over all. I'm going to take over astrology, and I'm going to control all the planets, and I'm going to set up this matrix and keep everyone under control. Well, now Saturn is changing, and the matrix is going down, and it has been help from. We've had divine invention with the higher beings taking down the control that has controlled Earth. And so the first thing they did, it was in 2011 when they destroyed the with what appeared to be a supernova. Astronomers said it was a supernova. It was actually taken on the base of the dark side that was on the handle of the Big Dipper, and it's exactly where that happened. And so that was the beginning of the downfall of the controllers. And now the downfall of the controllers that controlled on the fourth dimension, that is gone. That was over in March at the last eclipse and the last equinox, fall, spring equinox. That ended, and there was a big, huge party on Easter morning on the other side. And, I mean, it was a huge party, and everyone was celebrating the end of the war on the astral because I saw it. I was there in dream state. And so now it's just after that point, it had to finish up. We have to finish up on Earth, you know. And so that's what I think, you know, because like it's been 6 months since the last eclipse in March up until this one in September. We had the solar eclipse on September 1st on 9 degrees, you know, completion. And so now we're having the lunar eclipse. And there is one more eclipse in Pisces in February, and that'll be a solar eclipse, but then that will be the end of the Pisces-Virgo energy that we've been going through. And then the eclipse will move into Leo-Aquarius, and Leo rules the heart energy. You know, it's like, you know, the big, you know, I talk about the people that Leo, so many of them have great big hearts, you know, they're just so generous and they're just really kind to people. Of course, there's both sides of Leo too, but, and then the Aquarius is the new age, you know, the golden age. And so we'll be out of the Piscean age by February, definitely, and moving on into the Leo Aquarius. And so that, in my estimations, it will be wonderful. And so right now, you know, right now with this, the light workers that are ready have the opportunity to totally move into any dimension they want to right now. You know, because 5 is a middle number. And so being that it's my understanding that the Earth itself is moving into 5D, where people have been able to manifest 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dimension consciousness, you know, and above, while they've been on 3D, you know, or 5D. But it's now everyone will be able to manifest 5D. And then when you're in 5D, you can manifest, you know, all consciousness. And so you can be multidimensional. And it looks like we've reached the point, because in 2012, you know, people say, well, 2012 wasn't that such a big deal. You know, nothing really happened. But that's not true, because the solar system crossed the galactic center. And when that happened, there's extremely high energy. We went into a field of extreme high energy. And we entered into the photon belt, which is 7D energy. And we've been, you know, skirting around that, you know, basically in and out. And sometimes, you know, the energy is really nice, and then at other times it goes back. But now we'll be in the photon belt permanently for at least 2,000 years. And
wow.
And so we're in high energy now. And so it's up to us. You know, if we're going to feel sorry for us and go into the poor me and still keep getting angry at people and stuff like that, then we won't have the opportunity to get into the higher. I mean, you will if you let go of them. But, I mean, there's people, you know, like us that have been working on it for years to get rid of all of our old stuff so we can go into the new. And we've been kind of like the forerunners. You know, we were born before other people were, so we could have a longer time of helping the earth, you know, get into it and the higher frequency. And so, and now the children being born in are just in it automatically. And they come in with that consciousness. And they will be doing amazing things. And all of these things of being able to consciously travel to the other side of the world if you want to, and technically be there in your etheric body and be aware of it, and to be able to have telepathy and you know, kind of communicate with each other without even talking, and that will eliminate a lot of the war. And this eclipse is also on the degree of letting go of bringing in where people are going to be so fed up with war after this eclipse, because this is the degree that the eclipse is on, that they're going to say no more. You know, we will not stand for any more. And so this is like what in the Bible says, that the division between the wheat and the chaff. You know, and it's kind of like, okay, if you have high enough frequency, you can go into the higher thing. Otherwise, you need to get your act together. And it's not like the 3D will disappear or something like that. You know, it's just that there will be people still on the 3D, and they have the opportunity to move into higher if they choose to. But some people don't choose to, you know. And so when we get higher, there's different levels of, that's kind of the wrong word, but different levels of frequency within 5D. And if you get up to the higher thing, then you won't even be able to see the 3D anymore of the war and the fighting and everything. And that's when people say, you know, it's just that it's split. You know, it's a consciousness shift is what it is, you know. And so then those that want to live on a peaceful earth and do play with all of these things and new things that we'll have of being able to travel wherever we want to go, or, you know, won't have to have a car if we don't want to, and do all those things and manifest things out of the air, you know. I mean, I don't think that we'll be able to do it right away. Well, maybe we will. Now, I think that there's still a little time period between what you think and what you manifest. But pretty soon, when it gets to be totally instant, you know, then that's when we can do all the traveling, the astral traveling, and all those fun things that would be, you know, kind of exciting to experience, I think.
Is Jupiter's changing? I don't know if I remember correctly. It's going into Libra.
Jupiter has just gone into Libra. And
that should
when
be
Jupiter,
pleasant energy.
Yes, 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 yes. And Jupiter, I mean, Libra is usually a peaceful sign. And so the reason that Jupiter was so hard when it went through Virgo is because it was opposing, or square Saturn, you know, opposing Neptune, and brought up a lot of, and the node was there, you know, so it brought out a lot of challenges, Virgo challenges of physical pain, you know, like the last year. With, you know, all one, okay, we go, you know, jump from one pain to another, you know, thinking that we were, oh, I'm sick or something, you know, realizing it was just an ascension symptom, a passing symptom, and then it would go away, you know, and then another one would come, and we'd have to look at that. And so now Jupiter won't be opposing the negative planets, you know. They'll be moving into more positive. And so I'm really looking forward to this time of Jupiter moving through Libra, you know, for a year. I think it's going to change a lot of things.
So actually how we think is going to be really important. I mean, you got to get down to that.
Yes, that's the basics.
Yeah, the basics is like, you know, what you create and your consciousness. And, you know, again, it's like taking a quantum leap. It's
yes.
Like, oh, I no longer want to be here. I can be here. Wow. You know
yes.
what I mean? It's
yes.
like I don't have to stay in this aspect any longer. I can do the jump and look, you know, what is new and open, and restate your intentions to be loving and in every moment and every situation. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to be hooked into that emotional rah-rah type of stuff. You can just let
That's
it go.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's a time for celebrating, for having fun, for enjoying life, to spreading
yeah.
love, to manifest love. If I have love in your heart all the time. You know, it's a time I've been waiting for years.
Yeah, me too.
it's like looking at life as exploring, and it's a new adventure.
Yes, and who knows what there will be to explore, you know? I mean, we have all these inventions coming in, and Aquarius, you know, that's a sign of high technologies and new inventions. And like, we think the internet is something, you know, major, and well, it is. But we'll be even, you know, things I can't even imagine will be on the earth plane, you know, or we'll be aware of them, what's going on, you know.
We might not even need machinery.
We can bilocate, you know, just by our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, why would we need that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was just thinking, well, the traffic might disappear, you know. We might not have any cars. We wouldn't need them.
Yeah.
We just go, and if we want to go somewhere with a crowd or something, you know, just all of us go together.
Yeah.
I think that'd be exciting. I don't think we're quite there yet, you know, but I think that's what's coming up in our not-too-distant future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, like a friend of mine told me, you know, well, even Bashar, you know, Bashar, the medium that's real famous.
Yeah.
They were telling me that he said that nothing will be the same after September of 2016.
Well, it's been quite a month.
And will continue to be. Yes. And so it is really important, you know, to stay calm as we go through this eclipse, and then with the energy still building to the fall equinox. You know, and so that's, what is that, 16 to, oh, that's only a few days. Okay, well, that's okay then. I guess people can handle that.
Now, Mercury goes direct.
And
what,
on the equinox, on the fall equinox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so the fall equinox is really important too. That's on September 22nd. You know, and I didn't run a chart for that yet, so I don't know exactly what that has in it, but I need to do that. So anyways, but you know, like, just those living in the United States, keep an eye on the election and see what transpires, you know, see if any of these unexpected things seem to come up, and just know that, you know, we're watching a movie in 3 and 4D, we're still in the movie, and so they're the conclusion of the movie, to see how it all turns out.
Well, somebody asked, what would happen if Hillary stopped running for office? You know, who would run for the Democratic Party?
Right.
So when people are asking that, they're thinking, oh, something might happen.
Uh-huh. Right. And particularly with these energies, I mean, this is really up for anyone because, I mean, who can predict what these intense energies are going to bring in?
Well,
you know,
if we have our minds to the, you know, the higher set, is kind, you know, we're going to have a real glorious life, and that every moment that whatever we think, I mean, you know, gosh, you know what, we have control over what we think.
We definitely do.
And if we want that world to look differently, then, you know, just...
We have to change it.
It's like our minds can go, you know, we can do this. And It's just taking one step and staying stable and rebalancing and being able, breathing, you know. We forget to breathe. We get in.
I know, and that's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is important. We wouldn't be here if we didn't breathe.
Yeah, you shut your nose off and you're in trouble.
Yeah. And that's the element of 5D. It's ether, you know,
yeah.
Breath.
So.
And without, yeah. Yeah, so anyways, with this eclipse, you know, we could focus on Venus opposing Uranus, you know, and say, okay, I'm bringing in the happy energy. You know, I'm not going to do anything else with this eclipse. I'm just going to bring in the happy energy and enjoy life as it continues on and expect unexpected things to happen. And one thing, okay, one thing I've learned is that whenever this in astrology, they say that if Uranus takes away something, you know, or breaks down a structure, it brings something better back in return.
Yep. When one door closes, another one opens.
Yes. So. Yes. And so that's what we have right now. And so, but anyways, it's really important during this time period, you know, to keep your balance. You know, balance those positive, negative energies within you. And another thing, well, the brain, you know, our brain is now becoming one. You know, and that's been a process of Uranus and Aries. You know, it's been balancing the brain to have the positive, the two different sides of it, you know, move together into one. You know, and I don't know, so maybe some people are working from just one brain now, you know, without it being divided into two different sections. It'd be interesting to see, you know, if that will actually manifest, like on a X-ray or something, to see if the brains are totally connected. Well, they're connected, but, you know, like if they're using, I wonder how that will work.
Hmm.
Wow.
Just,
and that would probably
one brain.
Would...
Yeah.
Oh, when one side gets tired, use the other side.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah, because it's always been, you know, like they always say, okay, the left side is intellectual and the right side is creative, you know. And so once we start using both our intellect together with our creativity, then we'll be blending the two sides of the brain, and then it can work through the heart, and we can use our heart brain, you know, instead of our other brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the heart brain is the most powerful one there is.
And that's probably the one that manifests.
Right.
It's the heart. I mean, you that's where the love comes through.
Yes. Yes, that's right, yes. And they've proven it by science, you know, that the heart brain is more powerful than the head brain or the solar plexus brain. And basically, that's probably where the Trinity comes from, too, you know. And so the Trinity of the three brains need to be working together, too. And so everyone, you know, like the saying, think with your heart, you know. Don't think with your brain and your head. Think with your heart. Mm-hmm. And I think that takes a little practice to get used to doing that, but that's what we're supposed to be doing, or would be a good thing to do in this new energy. That's to try to keep everything on the heart level. And that's why so many people are having what they think is heart attacks, you know, or fast-beating hearts, or, you know, like, oh, man, my heart's doing something, you know, I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, maybe I need to go to the doctor, you know, when mainly it's been just the heart opening and getting ready to be the main brain in the body.
That's pretty powerful.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know,
Mahala,
really, just
we only have a little bit of time. We only have a little bit of time, so do you want people to know your website and how to get your newsletter?
Yes. Okay, my website is www.mahalasastrology with an S on it, MAHALAS, and then astrology, ASTROLOGY.com. And if you'd like to contact me by email, my email address is planetalert@hotmail.com. And so anyone who, you know, would like to be on my my email list for getting the planet alert every month, they're welcome to sign up to that, you know. And so...
I was going to say your website is really great. You have all kinds of wonderful articles throughout the month that others share through your website as well. And
yes.
It's just really wonderful. Mahala, we are so fortunate to have you in our back pocket as we take these leaps.
Yes. Thank you for preparing us
thank
for what's
you.
Coming.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, just be yourself. Be the beautiful being of light that you are and just shine your light so everyone can see it. If everyone did that, the world would be great.
Yeah,
the world
yes,
will
would.
Be great, period.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
we're there. Quantum leap, everybody. All right?
Right.
We're there.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank
until
you for
next
asking.
Time.
Right.
Until
yeah.
Next
thank you.
Time.
Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you for asking
until,
me to be on your program.
Oh, until next
oh, you're
time.
Welcome.
We send you much love and thank you for again for being with us.
Bye bye.
All right. God
bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye.
Fall fashion's in full swing, and it's time to save big at Old Navy. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide on your favorite dresses, pants, and tops. Plus, all jeans are on sale from $15 now at Old Navy. Valid 9/23 to 10/2, select styles only. Fall fashion's in full swing, and it's time to save big at Old Navy. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide on your favorite dresses, pants, and tops. Plus, all jeans are on sale from $15 now at Old Navy. Valid 9/23 to 10/2, select styles only.